A senior commander of Lebanon's resistance movement, Hezbollah, has been killed in an attack in Syria. Hezbollah confirmed that Mustafa Badr al-Din lost his life at one of the bases near Damascus Airport. The movement said it's still unclear what exactly caused the death of its commander. Badr al-Din was the brother-in-law of Hezbollah's assassinated military commander, Imad Mughniyeh, who was killed in a joint U.S.-Israeli operation in 2008. Hezbollah fighters have been deployed in Syria to assist government forces in their fight against Daesh terrorists. Lebanese political analyst Redwan Rist says the assassination of the senior Hezbollah commander is likely an Israeli plot to wipe all its evidence of its involvement in the killing of former Lebanese Premier Rafiq Hariri in 2005.
Mustafa Badr al-Din is the first one who is still accused by the Lebanese 14th of March forces and the International Court in Europe, saying that holding him responsible for the assassination of Rafiq Hariri in 2003. We can say that the assassination of Imad Mughniyeh and Mustafa Badr al-Din, for sure, I can assure that this is an Israeli fingerprint. It's there, very clear. So now it's part another part of the plot, which is being completed by this assassination, just to wipe off all evidence that could lead to reveal the secrets of assassination of Rafiq Hariri. It's very hard to say that it's the difference between Saudi Arabia and Israel. So the mutual interest is the same, the agenda is the same, and the targets are the same. So I'm not surprised that I won't be surprised if the Saudis are and the Israelis are going after the same target, or they are targeting the leaders of Hezbollah.